Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. How are you today? Thanks for tuning in for another weekend edition on our YouTube channel. You're probably thinking, what's with the hat, man? What's with the cowboy hat? Well, this is a cowboy hat that I've had for many years, and it's real special to me. And I like to wear it when we go to this Confident Man Ranch Retreat. Tomorrow, Sunday, starts the first ranch retreat of 2023. And we've got 8 guys showing up from Canada, Massachusetts, Texas, California, Florida. It's going to be a really good time. And I wanted to make a quick video for you before I have to leave for a few days and go do that. And what made me think of this video that I want to talk to you about is somebody said, well, man, I hope that retreat goes okay. Well, I hope everything goes okay for you. I hope you have a good time. And this thing that it dawned on me, people say this a lot, right? People say, well, have a good day. I hope you have a good day. I hope you have a good time there. I hope you have a good vacation, right? They're always hoping that the vacation or the day or the thing you're going to treats you well. And here's what a guy told me the other day when I said, hey, have a good weekend. I made the mistake. I told him to have a good weekend. He goes, no, I'm not going to have a good weekend. The weekend's going to have a good me. And the distinction here is that when you start treating outside things like vacations and retreats and events or your marriage as something that could go wrong, something that's going to treat you either good or bad, and you're waiting to see how it turns out, or you're hoping that your day goes well, or that you have a good day, as opposed to saying, wait a minute, my day is going to have a good me. And what does that mean to say, I'm not going to try to have a good day. My day is going to have a good me. It flips it. Instead of the world happening to you and you feeling like you're a receptacle of outside data, you're a receptacle of circumstances, a receptacle of what other people say or think or do around you or outside of you, something if your wife is mad, you think that might be happening to you, so you're not having a good day. The problem with a guy who says, I hope I have a good day instead of my day is going to have a good me. His vessel is already tainted. His vessel is already in a negative, low mood frame of mind. He's expecting the worst. So every instance, every circumstance, every event that happens outside of him, weather or anybody saying something to him, it's received in a receptacle that's not ready to handle it. When we say, well, make your day have a good you instead of you having a good day, what we're talking about is making sure that your frame is solid. You're bringing happiness, you're bringing positivity, you're bringing a sense of creation, a sense of personal agency or empowerment into every situation. We both know that the rest of our lives, let's say I've got 30 years left, there's going to be a lot of unexpected, unannounced crap that comes into my life. It has to, right? There's no way you can have all these great days in a row or nothing bad happens. So the only control you have, and if it's control you want, is control over how you think about the things that are happening to you. And you might say, oh, I can do that. But what about the thoughts? What about thoughts I have, bad thoughts? The same thing applies to your thoughts, because those thoughts aren't yours. Thoughts come from the outside and they come into your head. And you get to think about that thought. And the problem is, if you're not making your day have a good you, and you're trying to have a good day, hoping the day will be good to you, you'll be hoping for good thoughts. Even bad thoughts that come into your head, you'll take on and give them meaning. You'll create a story around those thoughts that isn't even true. But because you don't feel a sense of empowerment or agency or ability to take randomness, random events, random circumstances, and random thoughts, if you don't feel like you have agency to give meaning to those that serves you, as opposed to saying, well, it looks like I'm going to have a crappy day because all this crappy stuff happened and I had some crappy thoughts and I had a crappy feeling and, well, it's just been a crappy day. We all know people like that, right? But that's a losing proposition. We have to go into each day as we wake up, determine that the day is going to have a good us, and that we don't hope or try to have a good day or a good vacation. You can't even try to have a good marriage. You have to bring a good you into your marriage. The marriage itself has no personality. The marriage itself has no plan, no intention. The marriage is just a word used to describe you and your brain and her brain. And we get to decide if we're going to have a good day by bringing ourselves into the day in a good frame of mind. So the day gets to react to us. The world gets to react to us. We don't have to react to the world as if there's some pre-planned, premeditated crap that somebody's trying to ruin our day with. So this is a challenge for you. This is a homework assignment. This is what we're going to be teaching at the ranch retreat. You can't go into a horse corral hoping the horse likes you. You're going to take your best self into the corral with the horse. I want you to do this weekend. I want you to think about everywhere you go, are you hoping for a good time, or you're going to make that time experience a good you? The good you, positive, full, curious, compassionate, playful, affectionate, all of those things that you naturally are. If you bring those up front, the day really has no choice but to be a good day. It has to follow your lead. I hope this makes sense and I hope you use it. I'd love for you to comment below this video or send me an email at steve@goodguystogreatmen.com. Let me know how you're doing with this big switch in mindset. Don't try to have a good day. Make your day. Have a good you. Thanks a lot, brother. Take care.